Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
Like, loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. No game suspension, none of that. All right?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? I don't want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
Another year, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're going to find out how far we can push ourselves.
Good evening, Panther fans. Welcome to another episode of Cat Scratch Radio. I'm Jackson, your host, here to talk Carolina Panther football for the next hour and a half, and maybe even longer. Who knows? See, I got a number of people out on the line. We're going to be talking to other Panther fans tonight. Got a pretty long docket tonight after a long off season. I have much to talk about. We got quite a few things to talk about. Let me go through the list here, and I'll give you my opening take, and we'll open up the lines, and let's see, I got about six people out there. We'll see what everyone has to say. We're here in the preseason. Just finished game two against the Titans. Obviously, we'll be talking about that and the upcoming game Friday night, 7:30, against the Patriots. The critical game three. Expect the first team to play probably half the game. Then the second, third teams, whatever, will come in at that point. Probably their last tune-up for the regular season. Thursday night, we're about 16 days away. And, crap, I'm getting really excited about that. Particularly that the Denver quarterback situation seems to be slightly unsettled. I heard Simeon's supposed to start this third game, but he's not practicing. I'm not sure. Mark Sanchez looked like total shit, and Paxton Lynch is a rookie. So I love it. I can't wait to that opener. Again, not counting my chickens because we know how that shit goes. But anyway. Let's see what else. We got a hype video just posted on CSR tonight, earlier tonight, from Connor, our favorite video guy. And, you know, he likes to mix it up a little bit. And tonight's, the season he's put up is actually, I believe it's Glenn Miller is the background music. So talk about a change in music. That's about as drastic as you can get. But I think it works. So be sure to check that out. Let's see. I know a lot of people want to, you know, don't want to talk about Josh Norman, but damn, Josh Norman wants to be talked about. I mean, what can I say? The guy's, you know, and I think after reading about his, you know, listening to his interviews today and whatnot, I'm just like, you know, we so jettisoned this guy at the perfect time, I think. Because now that he's got his big contract, he feels the need to run his mouth. And he's just said a bunch of ridiculous stuff here in the last day. And so maybe we'll talk about that a little bit. Had a little fisticuffs today at practice between a cornerback and a wide receiver. Shock there, right? But apparently Daryl Worley was practicing the peanut punch and punched Funchess where it hurt us, I guess, and they got into it a little bit. We got Coney Ealy to talk about. We got fantasy football, CSR fantasy football. If y'all want to talk any fantasy strategies, I told my wife tonight that starting Sunday night, I have like fantasy. I'll be on a fantasy kick for like 2 weeks. Actually, leading up to the night before the season opener, where I have a couple drafts in. But I don't know. Call me freaking crazy. I'm in 7 damn leagues now. Only one of them's pay for some reason. 3 CSR leagues, 2 ESPN, and an NFL.com. I don't know what the hell, you know. Throw it out there. And maybe I'll win one. I get something I can brag about. What the hell? I don't know. We're still waiting to hear what Cam Newton's going to do with his dab, what he's going to replace it with. Olsen's back in practice. I was a little worried. I saw kind of training camp when he was trying to work on his back lean, so looks like his spasming is over. And so let's see. With that, I got a few people out here I recognize on the phone. Is this, let's see, 803-446.
Welcome.
I don't have my damn list in front of me. Y'all going to have to call up here. It is. Oh, no, you're, never mind. That's the old no-talk guy, I think. The one I was giving props to last week. Well, actually, he can talk now if he wants. I actually heard him in the background. What's up, man? Columbia. PD area. All right, let's see who else we got here. 828-524. I recognize that number. Hey, it's the Greensboro area. You're on the line if you want to talk. Cat Scratch Radio. 828-584. Oh, come on now.
Hey, Jackson.
Hey, what's up, man? Who's this?
This is John.
How's it going?
I thought a little better showing this week.
Oh, a lot better.
Yeah, I saw some things I liked. A few things I didn't. I sort of thought about the defense. I don't know if they're going to be what we expect them to be before midseason or so.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to take a little while for everything to settle in. But.
Yeah, I do think the secondary is probably going to cost us a couple games. You know, but I'm still, I can't get past 4 losses. 12-4 is still my thought. You know, Daryl Worley got picked on again. But the secondary as a whole, you know, was making plays on the ball. So it was kind of hard to be too disappointed. The touchdown to Harry Douglas was probably the biggest concern for me because we totally got toasted on that one, and that was with Kurt Coleman in there.
Mariota might be more of the defensive front, not keeping the quarterback inside, too.
Exactly. I mean, it just kind of shows that if we can't get pressure up front, it could create some problems for us. It's going to be McDermott's job, man. He's going to have to really, really keep the quarterback on his toes, disguising his coverages. If we can do that, if Worley's not going to play 15 yards off the guy.
Though, with the front and all as far as trying to get after the quarterback, obviously, for preseason. I'm agreeing with you as far as losses, and I believe the offense has potential to be this game breaker. We got potential. A little worried about the running game, but it'll be more. It'll change when the regular season starts.
Yeah,
I believe.
But you know what? Here's the key: Cam has looked good. Cam has looked good, and even though we had a couple 3-and-outs, you know, it was just with a vanilla game plan. And this offense. I remember the year when we didn't score a single touchdown in the whole damn preseason. You know, right out of the gate in both games, we march the ball down and score at least 3 points. So, I mean, I'll take it, man. I mean, it's not like they're two slouch defenses.
No, I believe team is there. May not be quite the record last year. Then again, they may fool all of us. There's potential. A lot. I like what I see.
I definitely like what I see out of Bradbury. He seems to be a little more confident. He's not giving quite the cushion Worley is. And you can tell the word's already out on Worley that he's going to get picked on. So we'll see what the Panthers do with that. And they just may say he's just too valuable in the slot, but I guess you got to look at snap counts and all that. So, maybe you play Ben Wicker on the outside and then you go to a mint nickel, you move him inside. And so Worley he comes in on the nickel, but he's playing the outside. That could be a something.
Things may change. Like I said, the potential is there to be very, very good, maybe even better than last year.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while. Honestly, right out of the gate playing Denver, it'll be interesting to see how they hold up on that one. Because, the first quarter of the season beyond Denver isn't too tough. It's really not until about the middle of the season that we hit some really tough games. So just got to hopefully play well this first game. But Cam looks good. He's dropping dimes from what I can see. So I like it.
I'll
see that. Go ahead.
Well, as I said, I believe Cam right now is coming. I saw something today on the ESPN. They were talking about some guys saying, oh, Cam just had 1 year. He's not the top-tier quarterback. We'll see.
Oh, shit.
I sort of think he is, but sometimes they have to be shown.
Yeah, whatever. He's full of shit. He's hoping.
Well,
hoping that he tanks. But we haven't seen any of that. He's played actually very well in the preseason through two games. And
yes.
And that's just not even running the ball. That's not even running the read option. So he's just back there playing pocket quarterback.
And the tight end wasn't there, so.
Yeah.
Like I said, I thought they did fine.
He still drove down the field. Put up 160 yards in a quarter and a half. And a touchdown, no interceptions, 8 of 12 or something like that? Whatever. He's ready. I love it. I'm trying. I just did this kind of a Panthers preview for SB Nation. They always have these things, all the bloggers, they give you these canned questions or whatnot, and everyone answers them. So, it's like, what are the Panthers going to, what are they going to do the first four games? What are they going to do the middle eight? What are they going to do the final four? And I'm like, I'll give you my conservative answer because I just don't want to come across as Johnny Homer and say, this team could go 15-1, 14-2 again, And I was like, 12-4, lose one of these first four. If not Denver, then I can't remember who the third game is, but it's not the 49ers. It's whoever after that. We might lose that one. And I was like, we got two road games. I was like 12-4. But I'm sitting there going, God, Jackson, you should just fucking tell them what you think, It's like this team could go 14-2, 15-1. That's stringing together two damn good seasons. I think they have the potential to do it.
I agree.
I do. They're saying, this year's schedule's so much harder than last year's. I'm like, yeah. It is.
Really?
I don't look at it that way. Let's see. I got somebody up here with a 336 area code, 955. You on the call?
That's Mayday, Jackson. How you doing?
What's up, Mayday? Sorry, guys. I don't have my damn list tonight. I switched laptops, long story, I'm flying in the dark tonight, but hey, I got my Panther spirit, like Rudolph's nose. So, what's up, Mayday? You got a topic? What's your thoughts right now?
Well, one thing that I saw in the games, the game over the weekend, is I believe Hawkins might be able to handle that left tackle.
I'm totally on the Donald Hawkins train here as a backup left tackle. He made a couple good blocks against Baltimore. I mean, not Titans. And so I'm going to be looking for him again. But of course, and then game four. But you know,
I was watching his footwork. I was watching his footwork. It looked excellent. He's got a real good kick slide.
He stayed in front of his man, what I saw, and he kind of pursued him. The guy tried to go around him, and he would just follow him out. And this was even on an inside move that he was over at the right tackle area pushing a guy that ran that way.
I believe he was a four-year starter at Texas. So the guy's got a lot of experience. I don't know why other teams didn't seem to take a liking to him, because from what I've seen, he's got really good feet, which is really important. He's got good size.
Yeah.
I don't know how he'd do in the run game, but in the passing game, he really impressed me.
Yeah, like I said, I noticed him a couple times, and he was handling his guy. And again, he was probably against the third string guy, but still.
Well, I forget what play it was, but it was one that went for a good piece of good yardage. And it was his block that gave Cam the time to get it. If it had been somebody else in there, if it had been, you know, one of the other guys, there's no way. But, I mean, he really, on that play in particular, he gave time Cam the time he needed to get the ball off. And it went, might have been a touchdown.
I think Hawkins is well on his way to making this roster. I think the Panthers want him to make the roster. I've seen him
as the backup left tackle.
Yeah, backup left tackle, yep. Foucault's on his way back to Canada. He's on the first loose out of town,
I think they're going to have to do, you know, get – I'll tell you what I think Darrell Williams' problem is. And I noticed it in his interview. I saw an interview with him. He's just too timid. He doesn't have a mean streak at all. He talks like he I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, he almost whispers when he talks, and he's like, well, you know, I think I do all right, you know. He just don't have that mean streak. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that gives me hope, because that's something he could still develop. But
he's got body, he's got the size, he's got everything, he's got the experience.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I
noticed in his interview, he's very passive.
He seems like the main guy they're disappointed in this preseason.
I believe they really hoped
he would step up and claim that right tackle job, and we're still, you know, we're going to start Mike Remmers, and, you know, Remmers is a young kid too. He can certainly improve his game, but you know, we went and signed this Willie Smith guy, brought in Warren Beatty, and
I don't know if Smith is going to stick around. I think
Don
you
Beatty
got Hawkins. Who do you think? I mean, all right. I think they're going to keep Darrell Williams. I mean, I know they are. They're not going to put him on the practice squad.
Who?
At least I don't think that they will. It's going to be Hawkins and Orr, and on the right side it'll be Remmers and Williams.
Yeah, I don't think they're on the verge of cutting him, but you know, I just think they've realized that he's a backup still, and they just don't trust him enough to start him. So,
well, I could see why. I mean, that game against Baltimore, he showed everything that he needed to show. It's really surprising to me, because he was really a road grader at Oklahoma. I mean, at least in the run game.
Oh, well. We'll have to see. I mean, again, this guy Willie Smith may not challenge him. No, that guy ain't played in a year and a half, so I don't know what the hell. It seemed like they decided they were going to upgrade the position, then they signed a guy that was like, I'm not sure he's going to make the roster either. So I don't know.
I tell you what, you know, I think it's real important that we find a backup left tackle, and I'm really starting to like Hawkins. I'm taking a real good liking to him, what I've seen. I went back and watched some of his tape when he was in I watched the Texas-Oklahoma game the year he was a senior, and he did a really good job. I was really impressed with his footwork. He was – that's when they had Colt McCoy's younger brother, Case McCoy or whatever, was quarterback that year.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Just remember old Colt McCoy getting his chest caved in on a hit.
Yeah,
but this
younger brother was the quarterback the year that Hawkins was senior.
Oh, okay. Well, Hawkins ain't but like a second-year player, right?
Exactly. So he's young. The only thing that I noticed about him, I tell you, it's kind of weird because we got a guard in David Yankee who has absolutely got perfect size for a left tackle. I mean, perfect size, 6'6",
yeah,
and about 3'10", which is about perfect. But Hawkins, his only problem is he's 6'4", which usually puts you at guard. They usually, I don't know why, but for some reason or another, it seems like left tackle's always 6'5", 6'6". But if he can play the position, and I went back and read some of the draft stuff about him the year he was drafted, and they said you can't bull rush him, which is good. And he's shown the ability to pass protect. So if he's got those two abilities, then I think he's going to stick on the roster. Just don't get hurt. But I was glad to see that. And also my boy, old Demir Bird, he's really come through for me. You know, I've been really pulling for that kid. Because I know it's going to sound stupid, but there's just something about the path that Antonio Brown took to become who he is. He was on the Steelers practice squad for 2 years.
No shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they couldn't keep him off the field. You know, he was blowing it up on the practice squad. And so I kind of see a little bit, I think Bird's actually faster.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to somebody last week after you had to leave or you got off the air for a little bit.
Yeah.
We were talking about it. Bird supposedly ran a 4.28 on grass, which is, I can't tell you how fast it is.
Yeah.
That is smoking because usually I think it's like three.
That's not far off the world record, so yeah.
No, and I mean like the fastest in the combine was Johnson, the one that's playing for the Cardinals now, the running back out of ECU. You know who I'm talking about?
Chris Johnson. Yeah, I ran a 4.21.
Johnson ran a 4.24, and that's been the fastest in the combine in like. 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And the Bird ran 4.28 on grass. Does that tell you how he can fly? And I've been reading about him in camp, and they say he just gets behind everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I liked about his performance in this last game, even though he didn't necessarily have any big plays, and he only caught 3 of 6 targets, but the 3 that he did catch, they were just kind of effortless, you know, that he ran great routes and snatched the ball out of the air. And, you know, he looked like a natural at it. Like he looked like a veteran playing the position. And, this guy, he just needs to be on the roster. I mean, how could he not be?
I don't know. But the one thing that I think we've been missing, especially even last year, is that slot guy with really good hands that you can depend on. I mean, like I go back to, I can't think of his name right now. Again, he dropped 4 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, he did. Caught 10.
I mean, just
four.
Right.
Yeah.
And he still got 10.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think Bird, if you can get that slot guy, man, that's going to open things up for Kelvin. It's going to open things up for the running game. I don't know if you saw that one pass that I think it came through it. It may have been D.A., but it was just a quick out to Bird, you know, where he went down about 10 yards and cut to the sideline, and they just hit him. But, man, I'll tell you what, if they can get to where they can develop that, you won't be able to stop us as far as, you know, getting first downs.
Yeah.
Our drives won't be stopped.
That,
you know what I mean? Because
you look at that and you're like, all right, and this is without Greg Olsen, who's done nothing so far. So,
yeah. And can you imagine when he learns double moves? Like if Pro can teach him to really, you know, do a double move, I mean, he'll just leave him in the wake.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody can catch him. I mean, I don't know of a player in the NFL. I mean, I don't think Ginn's that fast. They keep
I was about to say, I'd love to see him and Ginn have a race. You know, again, Ginn's got 10 years on the guy.
Yeah.
Practically.
Well, Ginn's got – Ginn, I tell you what, he turned on afterburners on that play, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. As soon as that first time missed the tackle, it was like he split the defenders. I was like, oh, he's gone. He is so gone.
Yep. And that just makes my day because, man, we got those big receivers for what they need to do, a little slot guy that you can do the reverses and stuff with. And you can't have a better guy running reverses than it, like a kickoff guy. That's why Ginn is so good at it.
He's just such the guy we've missed for so long. And then he left for that 1 year. But now, I mean, God, Ginley, he's not going to go anywhere at this point.
Well, I think probably next year what you're going to see is Bird will take his place on the roster.
Yeah, I think he might.
I mean, Ginn's contract's pretty hefty. You know, it's not
sure
really
that much.
You know,
I mean, comparatively, but I don't think he's only in the $3 or $4 million range, something like that.
Yeah, but Bird's going to be in the $300,000 or $400,000 range.
Yeah, well, true. Well, let's see. Mayday, you're up in the 336. That's Greensboro, right?
Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem, okay. Well, see, I got a couple other numbers out there, 269. You're on the call now if you want to join in. And I've had the 336-775 open. Okay, well, who was that?
What's going on, Jackson? It's Josh.
What's up, Josh?
Going on.
So we're going around the horn, man. You got a topic?
I was just glad to see Ben Wickery making plays.
We haven't gotten to Ben A yet, but yeah.
Yeah, he was just making plays all over the field.
That interception was just a thing of beauty.
It was, yeah.
You know, when you peel off one player because you're reading the quarterback and you snag it, I mean, that's just. It's funny. I've heard a lot from the Panthers, reading your keys. You're hearing that a lot from them in the secondary. I don't know. I know what that means, but exactly what those keys are, they're reading. I have no damn clue, but I'm glad they're reading them. I'd be curious to know what some of those keys are. No doubt. So, I don't know. Did y'all read about Josh Norman's damn interview today?
I was going to ask you about that. I heard you talking about it earlier. I was going to ask you what that about.
I mean, even SBN, who is middle of the road when they report stuff, when they write stuff at the mothership level, not like one of the blogs, but, you know, just covering the news. Well, Ryan Van Bibber, who's usually pretty fair, he just rips. Josh Norman goes off with some bullshit. Actually, he's bullshit in a headline, which I've never seen on SBN either. But he was saying the refs are controlled by the mob and, you know, the latest thing, you know, Odell Beckham's going to have a rough year. I mean, just talking smack. And I'm just like, God, man. Okay, I'm really for the first time feeling like I'm glad he's gone. And, you know, again, that may change once
we struggle on the field
and whatnot in the secondary, but God, it's like he just needed a contract to get validated. Now he just wants to talk shit.
Yeah, and I don't know if you were like me last year. I was just gritting my teeth, like, okay, Josh, calm it down. Here comes a 15-yard penalty. You know.
Well, he's been that way his whole career. I mean, early on, he'd just get the penalties and wouldn't make the plays. Hence why he didn't see the field for two seasons. And, you know, he saw it early as a rookie and then got benched for, you know, going rogue. And, you know, we finally, you know, get the best out of him. He's a Pro Bowl player, and, you know, it was time for him to move on. I, you know, I feel much better about that now. And he started to, he talks shit, and so just one last, he talks shit to Demaryius Thomas about, oh, in the Super Bowl, I held you to one catch for 6 yards on 6 targets. You know, I shut you down in the Super Bowl. He said that on Twitter to Demaryius Thomas. Thomas just tweeted back a picture of his ring. You know, and again, I shouldn't find pleasure in that because, you know, that was the Panthers losing the Super Bowl. But, I mean, you know, Josh set himself up for that shit. I mean, come on. You're going to talk shit to the guy that you lost the Super Bowl to? I don't care that you shut him down. You still lost. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
He's a Georgia Tech guy, so it doesn't hurt me that much.
Have you went back and watched the Super Bowl, Jackson?
I've watched the first half, and that was all I could take. So
I still, for the life of me, cannot understand how that was not a catch. I don't understand it.
Yeah, that was bullshit. There were several bullshit moves in that damn game.
And freaking Talib, he should have
been thrown out of the game.
Yep, right there on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude was trying to break his damn neck.
Move on.
But Talib got what he wanted to do.
So we get a look at, just to show you how smart he is, he goes and shoots his damn self in the leg, pulls a fucking Plaxico. What the hell, dude? I guess he's going to be okay. He's going to play. We'll see. I hope somebody just rabbit punches him in the fucking thigh during the game, right where he got shot. Somebody figure out where this fucker got shot so we can target it. Put a little target on there and tell him where to hit him
rabbit
at.
Punch him.
Oh. Let's see what else we got. Fantasy football. I got a bunch of drafts next week. I know some people don't care about it. I'm just going to talk. You know, what's interesting for me in fantasy this year is Cam fucking Newton and where he's being drafted. The dude led fantasy. This is part of it about fantasy that drives me nuts. And I understand statistically why people are saying, you know, but he scored the most points in fantasy, and pick your fucking league, whatever your scoring situation, he was number one. Hands down, right? Anyone disagree with that? Anyone listening?
No.
Anyone have a league where he didn't score the number? And yet, I just did a mock draft last night, and I got him at pick number 30 fucking 7. It's like, what the hell?
Wow.
I mean, I understand why you go running backs early, but and you might pick a quarterback in the first 10, first 12 picks. And there's like 5, 6 wide receivers being picked now in the first round. That just blows my mind. Because wide receivers can get shut down in a particular game. I mean, they're just so wildly inconsistent. I just don't get it. But I guess that's better for me because I just draft running backs in the first 2 rounds. But I'm telling you, if Cam Newton's sitting there in the mid-30s, I'm going to take him, even though I'd rather wait. But whatever, he's going to score the most points. How's he not? I mean, we get third down inside the 3. And if there's any doubt that we can get it done, we're just going to give the ball to Cam. Right? Oh, I don't get all that shit. Let's see what else we got. Oh, you know what? I totally forgot to launch the fucking chat. Oh, hell, here we are.
Hey, Jackson, this is Catastrophe. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, Cat?
Hey, I'm the Winston number, the 775.
You know, I recognize the number, but I couldn't remember who it was. I figured you'd let me know at some point.
Yeah, I was just letting everybody else talk, but I never got to play in the CSR Fantasy League. Are all of them the same? Is it full point PPR?
Well, here's the way it works. We've been running these leagues for several years now, and most people just renew. You know, we filled 13 leagues probably 5 years ago, I guess, something like that. And most people just renew. Some people drop out here and there, but it's just really about somebody else starting a new league and just posting, hey, I need 11 players, and boom, you usually fill them up. So I'm really just running short on league managers at this point. I know CSR 14 did get started, so you can check the post on the blog there with the little statue. It's kind of the one where people are posting. I'm keeping that one posted up there on the top of the page. But if you want to start a CSR 15, being a league manager is pretty easy.
Do you guys keep the rules all the same for everybody?
I had another post this past weekend that laid out the rules. And most, I mean, it's like 90% of it is the default settings. There's only a few places where I actually change it, but you have to kind of go through all of them and look at it. But it's really easy to do to make the changes. If you just look, everything's menu-driven. But, yeah, you make the changes to the scoring, and then you got to set up the draft, which, is, again, it's just a few clicks, pick a live draft, pick a date. That's probably the hardest part, is just decide when you're going to do the draft. It takes about an hour, maybe an hour and a half at the most, if everyone, you know, drags out their damn picks. You know, it might be something that you know, drop the pick time down to a minute at the most. Actually, I don't think I posted on that, but I've done some mocks where it's a minute and a half, and God, this makes a shit takes forever. I prefer 45 seconds myself. I was like, hey. You know, it's kind of like golf. You know, if you didn't bring it in the bag, you ain't going to find it out there. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, you come into a draft, and either you're ready or you're not. You don't need that extra 10 damn seconds.
Well, if you still see Cam in the third, I definitely think you have to pull the trigger on it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I was sitting there, and what got me is he was right at his, where the experts pick him. It was like 35 or 30, something like there. And the guy behind me was already on an auto pick, so I was like, all right, well, if I pass on him, he's gone, you know? So I was like, fuck it, I'll take him here. I already had damn, like, AP and T.Y. Hilton, I think. I mean, I had a couple good picks already, Adrian Peterson in the first, and T.Y. Hilton, who I think is going to kick ass this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then to Cam, I was like, shit, that was a good start, I thought. Of course, I lose focus, you know, about around 8, 9, 10. I usually bail out of those damn things. But I don't know. I get down there.
Well, here's one
down
of the problems.
The end,
you know,
on
when you have a CSR league, you know, one of the issues is, you know, more than likely, everybody's Panthers fans, so, you know, they draft the players a little bit
early. You can just forget getting any Panthers because they're going to get overdrafted. Yeah.
Yes, big time.
Big time. Cam will not last to pick 35 in any CSR league.
Nope. Because
there's always somebody that just says, I just want him on my team. I don't care if it's a good pick or not.
Yep.
Jackson, do you remember who went overall number one in your league you went last night?
Yeah, it's well, I did like four or five mock drafts last night, and like Antonio Brown, or for me, I would take Todd Gurley number one. You know, AP's up there. I really like Lamar Miller in the top five.
Up.
And a lot of people have David Johnson up there. I'm not so sure. I mean, he got him like a top four, and he certainly rocked it last year. I'm a little take him more towards the end of the first. Let's see. There's one other running back I'm missing. I'm leaving out. But I'm just a running back first round type of guy. I'm actually filtering on running backs in the first round. I don't give a shit about anyone else. I ain't doing it. Take a damn wide receiver if you want. They can get shut down for a damn game.
Yeah. Doug Martin should be up there too.
Doug Martin's in the top. I do like him. I mean, hell, I didn't really think that much of him last year, and he put up what 1,200 yards or some shit. I mean,
hell yeah, he was my sleeper pick.
Yeah.
I think Miller's getting overdrafted big time.
Yeah,
well, you know, he's in Texas. He's in Houston now, and they run the ball damn well. And Arian Foster's gone. Actually, him and Miller swapped teams, basically. Foster's in Miami.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. So I actually like both of them at their new teams because Jai, whatever his name, he's not looking too good. He's like got no cartilage in one knee or some shit. He's just one injury away from retirement. And he's young. So, yeah, I kind of struggle, especially if I had, like, pick number 10, I might just take a wide receiver at that point because I'm not sure there's 10 good running backs worth, you know, in the first round. There's about six, I think. That's the way I do it. I mean, you know, if I had to take two wide receivers, you know, at 12 and 13, I guess I would. If I'd the pick, I'd. You know, that's the thing about fantasy is where you pick in the draft changes every fucking thing.
Yes.
Everything. Because, you know, you can mock draft out your ass and do middle of the round, you know, beginning, you know, here and there, and then boom, you get a pick and you didn't plant, you know. Get pick 11, you know, and then boom, you're two picks right off the bat, and then you don't pick again forever.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it'll just totally screw you up. It's like you're being confronted with players you really haven't thought about. I don't know. It's part of what makes fantasy exciting to me.
That's the allure, for sure.
Yeah. You know, and I've had drafts where I came out of it thinking, damn, I kicked ass, and then my team sucks.
Did you get Funchess?
Funchess has been there late. I mean, in the mock drafts, he's been there late. You get him towards the last three rounds.
Yeah, I hope.
I've kind of been ignoring the phone lines here. Got a 719-237.
What's up, Jackson? It's Chris.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's going on?
Welcome to the call, man. So, was that victory over the Titans a little more to your liking?
It was. It gave us a clear view, especially with the wide receivers, who's making a roster and who isn't. I think I think there's a battle between Norwood and Breston. I think Bird's a lock. I think he gives us that slot receiver that we've been looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally with you there. Burson's got those ribs that he's injured. And a week ago, I'm like, Norwood who? You know, he's done nothing. But he certainly showed us something in this last game. Dude's tough, man. He can take a hit across the middle. And
yeah.
He seemed to impress Ron Rivera. So we'll see. They, you know, they invested a seventh-round pick in him. That last roster spot, that one's going to be tough because I really like I wasn't impressed with him even at training camp, but these last two, particularly this last, Kyaris Garrett, he's looked good. You know, he's just got that size, you know. It's just like, God, if this guy could put it together mentally and with his hands, he should be able, you know, to stick. So
interesting battle, too, is Ben Jacobs and Cash. Which one are we going to keep?
I saw PFF. they put out a tweet or something about their top five graded rookies, and not UDFAs, rookies, and Cash was on that list.
Yeah, he was like number two, wasn't he?
Yeah, like number two, something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn. No wonder, because Rivera had just been, I don't know, one of the coaches was just raving about him just like last week or something, after the game maybe. But I did notice him in the game. I mean, how could you not? He was all over the place. Had like five tackles. He's played well. He looks bigger. I mean, all this tweener shit. What the hell? Does he look like a tweener to you? Not anymore.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like Shaq Thompson. Of course, even Shaq Thompson looks bigger than he did last year. I mean, he's just
a
full-fledged, fast-ass linebacker now. I mean, all this shit about him being a safety, that's out the window. He's, yeah.
Hey, Jackson?
Yeah.
Didn't Cash start out at Ohio State?
I believe that's what I heard. I mean, I know he ended up at, I'm not too sure. That sounds about right, though.
I think he started at Ohio State and transferred.
Well, that's an interesting route to take. Go from there to Duke. Look that up. And Ben Jacobs is hurt. I mean, that could be brutal for him.
Yeah. I know everyone else has to be like me. I'm really concerned about the defense at in-depth.
Yep, Cash did play, actually played five games for Ohio State as a freshman in 11. Before transferring. So, yep. He's got a real chance of sticking. You're exactly right there. Ben Jacobs has been around for a while. But, I think we know what the ceiling is with Jacobs. And you got a guy like Cash who, you got to think that if he stays in an NFL system for a season or two, he's going to be a player. Got more upside. See who else. Cash was definitely somebody I wanted to bring up. Bradbury, who again didn't make a lot of spectacular plays, but he looks solid. He's particularly in run defense. Running through his tackles, had a tackle for a loss. Played it well. Liking him. Worley still has some work to do. Be interesting what the Panthers do in the secondary because it's kind of a crapshoot. I saw Lou Young's been playing well in practice. I guess that's why Rivera gets paid the big bucks. Damn, I wouldn't want his job right now. Let's see. I got an area code 980-267. You're on the call. If you want to join us, you've been on holding for 38 minutes. I appreciate it. There you go, 980-267. Nope, got one more. We'll try. There you go, 604-536. And again, sorry. Usually I have everybody's number.
Hey, Jackson, what's up?
What's up, man? What is this? I know your voice.
Chris. Yeah.
Chris. The other Chris. Yeah. Or were you on the line earlier and then dropped off or something?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. All right. So what's going on, man?
Not much. I got some fantasy drafts coming up as well.
So are you a running back in the first round guy or are you flexible?
Wide receiver, primarily. Like, last year, it was
really?
Such a shit show with running backs. Like,
well, I'll tell you where the whole wide receiver early makes sense is when you play a lineup that is three wide receivers instead of two wide receivers, two running backs, and a flex, which is my preference. I prefer to have the option. But where they have the three wide receivers – typically, if you don't go wide receiver early, you're going to end up, you know, picking the bottom of the barrel there for, you know, any backup players. You won't get three good ones to begin with.
Yeah.
Particularly in a 12-league team, so 12-team league. Yeah, take another shot at Fireball, Jackson. So, you know, that's my thought. All right, so where, if Cam is sitting there, where, at what point do you draft him?
I'd say about 20. I'd draft him way too early, I know, but if I see him, I might. Yeah.
You take him in your second round pick?
Yeah.
If it's outside 15, you know, 18,
for sure,
something like that, you probably 15, take him.
Yeah. So I've seen him go pretty early, like people that just go like, oh, who had the most points, and go that way and assume that that's the best player to take. Or if like Aaron Rodgers gets taken, I'm like, oh, okay, Cam's next.
Do you see what I'm saying? I'm sitting there at like 35, and he's sitting there, and I'm like, God, I already got two damn good picks. Hell yeah, I'll take him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's somebody like the first – the two picks in front of me was sitting on, I'm like, and they skipped over him for a couple wide receivers, and I'm like, y'all are nuts. He's going to put up 40 probably points at least four times. The hell? So, yeah, we're just, Cam's just going to, he's looked good to me. I just, he's playing with confidence.
Yeah. I think he's going to have about 5,500 yards this year. I know that sounds like a lot, but looks like we're going to a passing game.
Well, we seem to be, yeah, a lot of passes to the running backs in the flat. I don't know if that was just vanilla preseason offense.
Well, that move Fozzie Whitaker put on was pretty.
Oh, yes, he broke his ankles. I was like, dude, you just made the roster on that one damn play. I mean, not that he really was in jeopardy anyway, apparently. The coaches love him. So, but, yeah, and Cam read that one to a T. I mean, the wheel play there, it was just so wide open. But you could relate. I mean, he would have dogged pretty much anybody out there in wide open space with a running start like that. So, yeah, that was a nice play. Like I said, I thought Bird looked good. Norwood's catch after getting drilled.
Yeah, but that was against third team, you know, so I wouldn't put too much stock in that.
Well, you know, that's true. I mean, the running game really hasn't done a whole lot so far.
That's what I'm talking about. Look, we're going to more of a passing game.
Yeah, well, I also think that Rivera's real selective with the playbook at this point. Against Baltimore, you know, we got down there inside the five and just ran it right up the gut a couple times. It was like, okay, we're not really trying to score here, are we? I think Rivera wouldn't want to go 4-0 in the preseason. I think he'd at least want one loss just so he can rag everybody about, you know, see what it feels like to lose and all that shit, you know. So we got that one out of the way.
I don't think anyone wants to go 4-0 in the preseason after the 0-16 Lions did that.
Yep, I'd forgotten about that, but you're right. 4-0 in the preseason, 0-16. Poured it all into the preseason. Peaked.
I think the run game's going to be better once the season starts because everything that we're seeing in the preseason right now, I think the opposite teams know that we're not going to run the ball with Cam, and we do most of our damage off the read option. So I think this kind of key in on that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Cam actually keep it a couple times early. I mean, show it to him
probably
early and let him worry about it. But you're right. I don't expect him to run the ball as much, though I still bet he will run the ball. And he's still going to score some touchdowns with his legs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that, you know, at some point plays will break down, things won't happen, and then Cam's going to just do what Cam does. And, you know, that dude's a damn machine. I love it. He's just looking really good. I'm excited about the season, trying not to be a total homer. But, you know, let's see. I think that's covered my list. Kind of open on topics here. We've got about 30 minutes left. Let's see if any. Somebody
okay,
did
I got
eventually.
One.
Burns is out on the chat.
I got one. Who do you feel like is your biggest camp disappointment this season?
That's got to be Darrell Williams.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, he's disappointed at Cody. You know, they're looking for tackles. Yet on the other side, I think Hawkins is going to be a big surprise. We talked about him earlier. But, yeah, you know, they felt the need to go out and get this Willie Smith guy. I mean, they brought in the Beatty guy to begin with. I thought they were being serious, but I don't know. Maybe they're trying to shake him up. You know, who was it? Was it Mayday on here talking about how timid he was and Williams? And maybe they're trying to light a fire under him by bringing in, you know, a veteran. And eventually they signed this low-cost guy who probably ain't going to make the damn roster anyway, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to say, hey, you know, we may have drafted you in, how was it, third or fourth round? Fourth round?
I look for him to pick up a tackle when the cuts happen with the other teams.
Well, that could
Same
happen.
Here. I said tackle and maybe defensive end.
Defensive end number one for me.
I tell you what, Dallaire looked a lot better in that game than he did in that Baltimore game.
Yeah, he did.
He did. But he still needs some time. We haven't been able to find a defensive end since we lost Greg Hardy that's good in run support and pass on that other
hey,
side.
Hey, I heard something. I don't know if y'all heard this. I forget where I heard it. I think it was on NFL Live. Somebody was talking about that if Cash – not Cash comes on – something about moving Thomas Davis to defensive end. I swear, it was one of the guys on NFL Live or something said that they thought that Thomas Davis, because he's such a good rusher, would make a great defensive end, and they were talking about somebody else if he could develop. Maybe it was Mayo or somebody, if they developed another linebacker, that they would move Thomas Davis to defensive end.
I can see that. We ran a 3-4 scheme, but we don't run a 3-4.
Yeah.
I can't see that in a 4-3.
I could see it in a 3-4 where he's playing like an outside linebacker role,
mm-hmm.
you know, in rushing the passer. But I don't know. He's just so good in coverage. That would just be one of those one-off, you know, one of those schemes that we run a couple times a game.
Yeah.
But I don't doubt that Thomas Davis could play the position, you know, at least decently. There was a play where we lined Luke and TD walked up to the line and both did a double A-gap blitz, and that was
mm-hmm.
the sack that Ely got. And I was like, that's the kind of shit I want to see. That's the stuff that McDermott needs to do. Because most of the time, one or both linebackers, they'll come up there, they'll drop back into coverage. And they're fast enough to do that, but this time they both came and it worked. I mean, I was like, yeah, that's what I want to see.
I'm glad you brought up McDermott. So I was thinking about this the other day. With our defensive line, I think we're going to see some combinations that we've never seen before. With Butler, Solei, I think we might see a lot of KK maybe playing defensive end this season, just like he did some last season.
Butler looked good. Butler was in the backfield several times. On that fumble, he forced the handoff because he was on the quarterback so damn quick, and he handed it off, and then it's Colin Jones that created it. But it was only because the running back was looking at Butler and didn't see Jones coming at him from the other side. But
yeah,
there were several plays Butler was living in the backfield. So, I think we're going to love that pick.
Hey, Jackson, do you think KK could play a little defensive end?
He did some last year.
I want to say he did play some last year, that they slid him out to the side. I think they'll move those guys around, particularly when it's third down. They're not a real big threat of them trying to run outside.
Middle.
What's that?
Especially if Butler proves he can handle his or hold his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's kind of scary if you have KK and Butler on the same side.
Yeah. I mean, Butler's a big boy, even among big boys.
He'd make us forget all about Hardy, I believe.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Hardy, that ship has sailed. They can't even find a team to take him in.
I know, what a waste.
Play for the damn veteran middle. You know, was he going to play for $1 million a year or something at this point? Oh, well. Yeah. Too bad. He was talented.
All right, I hate to bring this up. If you had to bet at the end of the season, I said, if you had to bet at the end of the season, which coach will we end up losing, Mike Shula or McDermott? Because I feel like the offense is going to be amazing. And we already know
McDermott.
The defense.
Yeah.
We could lose them
just
both.
Just because he's been around longer and proven himself more.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not already gone, aren't y'all?
I mean, they both came close to it.
I think we're going to have to throw the coaches a little bit more money to keep them.
I think they both want to win a Super Bowl before they leave, personally. I think they're all dream jobs are to be head coaches. I do believe that. But I think winning a Super Bowl with the talent that they have, they know what they have. We can win a Super Bowl, then move on. And I think they have the guys behind them that can take over, and it would be a very easy transition, whether it be Coach Wilkes or – you know, Dorsey or Kroll or somebody like that.
Yeah, I'm not ready for Ken Dorsey to be the offensive coordinator. That might have to go to Ricky Kroll on that one.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my default guy, but, you know, I'm just saying there's options.
Yeah. So I'm reading today's practice
Jackson,
notes. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you were talking about that double-A gap blitz and McDermott and his calls and stuff like that, and I saw something where he was number one or number two when he calls blitzes being the most successful. So when he does call blitzes, they usually work. So that's actually it's a very good stat.
Yeah. You know, and he makes that play call, and it's up to the guys to sell it too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the coaching that goes on between the games that counts, is coaching them how to sell that shit, because, you know, you can line up an A-gap, and if you rush every time, then, you know, they're going to figure it out. But, you know, you got to mix it up. And it's like poker out there these days. It's been that way for a while, but, you know, in both these preseason games, it was apparent in just one quarter of play that we were the better team on the damn field. And even though we lost the Baltimore game, we know that I feel like – and, again, they didn't have all their best players, and I hear Baltimore's getting them all back, but neither did we. So, you know.
That should have been a tie game. I mean, can you believe that Gano didn't even – I mean, he banked that field goal off the post?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that skinny
wasn't
a field goal.
Punting is going to be a whole, you know, hold on to your ass and see where this punt goes type of deal. But hopefully we won't have to punt so much.
Damn you, Brad Norton.
Yeah. Go to Jacksonville and win 5 games, bitch. See how you like me then. See if that extra $500,000 makes you feel better. So, I don't know. I'd probably make me feel better because I don't have the first $500,000. Give me a few of them, and then I'll let you know what it feels like to be short one. Oh, so let's see. Billy Brown took a shot to the shoulder. Don't know how bad that is. But Ben Jacobs, we were talking about him being out in versus Jeremy Cash. Says Jacobs was back in practice. I'm sure he was feeling motivated after probably reading everything we've read about Jeremy Cash. So. But, you know, if Cash is getting that kind of notice, you know, he's just not the kind of guy I think that's going to sit out on the practice squad very long.
Yeah. AJ Klein looks like he's developed pretty good over the years that we've had him.
Who's that?
AJ Klein.
He's a good player. I think against Baltimore, he had a couple missed tackles. You know, he had the interception and all that. He's a good player, no doubt about it. And I think he's probably going to walk. The Panthers aren't going to offer him starter money. But we got him for one more season. Hopefully.
And I think Mayo can take his place when he leaves.
Yep, David Mayo is playing well. Panthers know how to draft linebackers. This ain't no doubt about it. Know how to evaluate linebackers. It's like we're just never going to be dry at linebacker. Let's see what else we got working out here. Yeah, we talked about the Josh Norman silliness. Yeah, okay. All right, NFC South. How about the Bucks' second-round pick on that they spent on a kicker as the Yips?
It's actually worse than that, Jackson. Didn't they draft him like the third or fourth pick in the second round, which makes him almost first?
Yeah. It's like, God, you could have had him in the fifth round. And even then, they'd have said you overdrafted.
He got booed by the fans at practice today. He missed like 3 out of 6 or something.
He was getting booed at practice?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I probably shouldn't laugh, but I just find that shit funny. I mean, come on. It's not even my money, and I wouldn't take a kicker in the second round. In fantasy draft, I could auto-pick, and I wouldn't put a kicker in until the 14th fucking round. I mean, come on. What the hell? Second round pick, number fucking 35 or some shit, 36. Take a kicker. PFF tweeted, they're like, Bucks, I'm sorry, you own this. There was nothing about his last 2 seasons in college that suggests he was, you know, an elite kicker. It's like he was accurate from 45 yards out. But beyond that,
I read something that said that if he makes the Hall of Fame, he still might have been overdrafted.
Wow.
Bing, 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 comment of the night. I love it. I tell you another, moving around the NFC South to my favorite Dirty Birds, you know, Matt Ryan is getting picked at like, I don't know, 20-something quarterback off the board. I don't know. He's just, it's like you get Matt Ryan like way late in the draft. I don't know. It just seems like, you know, for a guy that was talked about as being elite just a few years ago, they do better when they run the ball. Devontae Freeman is going to be another good pick this year, I think. Let's see what we're doing here. We got... got 20 minutes left.
Oh, I got one, Jackson.
What's that?
Keenan Lewis. There was a report that said there was a few teams that were looking at him. You know, the guy, the cornerback the Saints just released.
Yeah.
I think he has some hip problems or something like that. But in that particular tweet that I saw, it said one of the NFC South teams had inquired about him. I wonder if that was us.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Doesn't hurt to ask, right?
No. I really bet that McDermott and Rivera would prefer not to start two rookies in the secondary. Even I don't care how high they are on either one of them. They would prefer to put some veterans out there, you know, competent mm-hmm. veterans. And so, you know, Keenan Lewis, if he could pass the physical, I mean, he was good at one point. But, I mean, come on, the dude didn't have a front seven in front of him like he would have in Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, he had a couple good seasons. So I think that's – you got to look at a guy's situation sometimes and don't think, oh, well, if the Saints are letting him go, then he must be shit. You know, maybe he's just tired of playing for the Saints.
Well, you know, things – I hate to – bring something back up, but I didn't say anything about it earlier. But mm-hmm. Josh Norman might be in a world of hurt if he can't back, you know, if his ass can't cash that check.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's going to get pilloried if he, and I'm telling you, Odell Beckham could just torch his ass for a damn game. It could happen. And how's Josh Norman going to handle that?
Not only that, what's it going to do to his confidence?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when he's back there thinking, shit, I got to cover this guy for a 10 count? No fucking way. You know, where's the pass rush?
Well, not only that, can you imagine what it's going to do to the Redskins if it turns out that they paid him all that money? You know, because they brought him in from another team.
Yeah. Paid him 15-point-something-a-million a season, all that money, and then the defense still gives up points because, you know, they just throw away from him or they throw underneath. You know, they just avoid a guy, and that's you know, what could happen when you have one guy surrounded by a bunch of average guys. So...
Well, the scheme, I mean, I hate, you know, the scheme that we play was perfect for him with a safety over the top. If he plays man, he's going to get toasted.
Yeah, he's not the fastest cornerback out there. There's no doubt about it.
I think Dez is going to kill him.
You're going to find out really early, like the first game of the year when he has to go up against Antonio Brown, that he ain't the Josh Norman. You know what I mean?
Something tells me he won't be covering Antonio.
They're playing Pittsburgh out of the gate?
Yep.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
I believe they are. I believe you're right.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to watch.
That is.
Could you imagine
I'm not sure
if Antonio
he played
gets,
Antonio
like,
Brown.
What's that, Jackson?
It's been a while since we played the Steelers, isn't it? Well, we played him in preseason.
Oh, 2014. Like, and we got blown out on Monday Night Football. They ran all over us.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. I blocked it out. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was they slaughtered us. Yeah. I remember that game.
I think Le'Veon Bell had about 3,200 yards that game.
Yeah. He had a long one. He ran right up the gut. Yeah, I know. That was in one of the eight losses of that 7-8-1 season, wasn't it? Yeah.
Did y'all think about Henry in that Titans game?
Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
He ran pretty good.
I thought he did too, man. I thought he'd been the perfect back for Carolina.
Yeah. It definitely, he looked pretty good. They have a lot of backs there.
I mean, yeah, hey, they're going to have to cut.
Just spent big money on DeMarco Murray and then you draft Derrick Henry? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I guess that's kind of the Carolina philosophy, huh? Yeah.
Hey, they got another running back that we might could pick up. I was looking at their roster. They got five. Let me look at their roster real quick.
Who's their third stringer? Their second stringer is good, too.
That's what I'm talking about. They're going to have to cut some of these guys. I'm looking for maybe the Panthers to pick up one of them.
Bishop,
they got Murray, they got Henry, Andrews, David
Insane.
Cobb, and then
Cobb is the
Fogel.
One I was
and
thinking
they
might get rid
guy.
Of.
Yeah, that Andrews guy was pretty good. So
I was thinking
the
they might have to get rid of David
back.
Cobb.
Yeah.
Would y'all like to see us pick up Cobb?
I'd like to see actually us pick up either Buck from Baltimore.
Buck Allen.
Yeah, they were deep. That Terrence West played well. I mean, he's their third stringer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're talking about fantasy football.
I mean, in the end, I just want Jay Stew to be on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got to start thinking about replacing him.
He's just so
how old is
key
he
in
now?
All phases. I mean, they love. I mean, his ability to pass block in the pocket.
Jay Stu is 30 now, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's got maybe a couple more years, and he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
So we got to start thinking about replacing him. That's why I want him to draft Henry. I'm glad with the draft that we had, but boy, I'd love to have had Henry.
I want to see Weger with the ones, and then if he doesn't cut it that way, I don't think he makes the roster somehow this year.
I think he's a decent running back. You know, he kind of offers, but you know, he's more Fozzie. You know, he doesn't really offer more than what Fozzie brings, and he doesn't really have the size to be a 20 carry back like Cap or so. I think he could still catch on with a team and still contribute. He could still stick in the league for a while. He's a good player. He just stuck behind some good players for us.
Have y'all looked at the running backs that'll be coming out next year? My God, there's gonna be some running backs.
Million of them. Yeah.
You got McCaffrey, you got Fournette, you got what's the guy from Florida State?
Dalvin Cook, I believe.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook. I mean, those are three that should probably go in the top 10.
I like
the Hood kid from Carolina too.
I was just about to say Hood from Carolina. He looks really good.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Oh, and Samaje Perine. Hell, he ran for 400 and some yards in a game.
Damn.
427 yards against Kansas.
Everybody needs to keep Kenneth Dixon on the radar in fantasy, whatever leagues you play in, because I think that kid's going to be good for Baltimore.
I think you're right.
Who's that?
Kenneth Dixon. He was number 30. I mean, he just ran angry against us.
He was Butler's teammate.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, they both from Louisiana. Louisiana Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you see how many touchdowns he scored in college? 84.
What?
Scored 84 touchdowns in college.
Oh, my gosh. Is that not a record?
I don't know.
If it's, he scored 84 touchdowns at Louisiana Tech.
Good Lord.
I know
he put up some big stats, but damn.
Wow, that's amazing. Jackson, you ready to do another shot of Fireball?
I probably should pull it out here.
Do a CSR radio show shot, baby.
Well, Fireball, actually, one of my...
Hey, I take that back. I just looked it up. He didn't have 84 touchdowns. He had 87.
Oh,
oh wow.
Man, you got to get your shit straight here now, Mayday.
No kids,
mouthing off, you know. Yeah.
It's going to be loud. You're going to be right. Cough.
Cough me into another shot of Fireball.
Yeah.
So, one of my teams now is give me a shot of Fireball.
There you go.
Tastes like heaven, burns like hell. But doesn't give me the bad hangover like damn tequila, so I had to switch.
I can't remember the last time I had tequila.
Yeah, I avoid it for the most part.
I bet it's been 15, 20 years.
This is the best part of fantasy football is preseason before the draft when everyone's still feeling like they got a shot at winning and they're talking shit like they do at CSR2.
Hey, here's an interesting stat for you on Kenneth Dixon. You know how Derrick Henry had 400 carries last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dixon only had 802 carries in college, but he scored 87 touchdowns.
That's just crazy. That's just being head and shoulders above the competition.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good. I mean, he really is. I mean, they have a plethora of running backs on that team. I didn't expect Terrence West to be as decent as he has been, but they're solid. And they still have Justin Forsett, and a lot of people, or a lot of the mock drafts that I've been seeing, he's been going in like the 10th, 11th round. Like, people are forgetting that he's still the starting running back.
He had a massive drop. He was, like, people had him around 60th and 70th,
yeah.
And now he's just 110, 120. It's like, wow.
I don't get it.
Who is this?
I mean, he's still a starting running back by all accounts. Justin Forsett.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's one of my sleepers, man.
Dang, my
bad. He's way underrated. Because he's going to start no matter how good Terrence West has looked.
Yeah. Well, I think people are just forgetting about him because he didn't play last year.
Yeah, he gets
or did he get hurt
up.
Early or something?
He broke
yeah,
his arm.
Yeah, he got dinged up. But, I mean, he's a dual threat runner. I mean, he catches the ball well.
Yep.
He can, even though he's not real big, he can still run between the tackles.
I think the Ravens are going to miss that Osemele or whatever his name is that went to Oakland.
Oh, Kelechi Osemele.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Osemele, yep. Burns is asking, where are you going to draft D'Angelo? Because he's going to get – in those 2 years in a row where – was it Bell out for injury last season or was it suspension?
Suspension.
The suspension.
So it's two seasons
two
in a row now. Yeah. He was out 4 games or was it maybe even longer?
He was out 2 games last year because him and what was it, LeGarrette Blount, both of them
yeah. –
got caught.
Well, didn't he tear up his knee against Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had a few good games in that. That happened.
Hey, has anyone seen this today about the Josh Gordon trade rumors? And like always, they got Carolina Panthers linked.
Yeah.
I do not want him here.
Oh, he's not coming. No way.
Who's that you're talking about?
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Oh. I don't think we need him.
yeah,
Anytime there's like a big wide receiver released or on the trade block, oh, everyone assumes Carolina's going to go after him because we have no wide receivers, according to the NFL.
That's okay. We can keep that secret.
Yep.
I don't think people realize how good Funches is going to be.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is he's on the depth chart behind Kelvin. Like, they're playing for the same position, and Rivera's saying he's pushing him. It's like, what if Funches took over the starter spot and KB was the backup?
Everything I've read says that it's going to be KB and Funches as number one, number two.
Well, I hear you. That's just not the way the depth chart's lying. Now they got Teddy Ginn on the other side, so it's almost like, you know, they got different roles.
Well, I think I prefer that. I think I like Ginn and Funches. I mean, Ginn and Benjamin on the outside and then Funches in the slot. I kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, just, you know, that the three, you know, when we have three wide receiver sets, it's going to be those three guys.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be hell for secondaries to cover.
And then add Olsen in there. Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And it's an automatic upgrade as far as run blocking goes with Kelvin Benjamin.
Yep.
See, I tried to explain to someone the other day that I feel like this is going to help our run blocking out a lot.
It will.
Yeah.
Was it just me, or does anybody notice that Kelvin Benjamin looks like he's got better hands than he had?
I would agree with
that. Yeah.
I mean, he was prone to drops 2 years ago. So,
I think,
you know, he's not a guy that's going to get, you know, other than, you know, big jump balls downfield, he's not going to, you know, be a guy we hit running in stride doing fly patterns. But, I mean, anything within 20 yards, any route, that's, you know, he's just so hard to match up against. He's so strong and big. You know. So, we'll tell you what, I'm about to end the recording. I think I'm actually going to sign off tonight, guys. But we're going to do it again next week. And probably every week going forward. But I appreciate everyone that called in. And you know, be sure to check the blog. We got another hype video coming up tomorrow that's been scheduled, another one from Connor. So if you like today's Glenn Miller version, we'll see what we have coming up tomorrow. And Friday night, open threads. We'll be covering, obviously, Panthers and Patriots should be a very good test for this team on both sides of the ball. I think Patriots is a perfect game three when last time our offense and defense get on the field, the starters. So, anyway, y'all have a good one. We'll catch you next week.
All right, everybody. Take care.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a
We'll see you.